everybody, it's that time on a Thursday. I was gonna say it, Christine. It's a thirsty
Thirsty Thursday.
Thursday. That's right, because I'm gonna make this stick. I think you challenged me. I don't think you're gonna make that one stick. Yeah, yes, I am. We're gonna find a way, you guys. Are you thirsty? Because it's a Thursday. Are you thirsty for life? Because that's what's waiting for you. I hope we are getting you up and getting you moving with a quick hot minute. And this is my message for today. You guys, yes, national holiday. Yes, it's true. But I loved how it sparked a thought in me. Today, amongst many things, it's National Barrier Awareness Day. That's right, barrier awareness. And I'm going to put my own spin on it. You guys, what is it that's standing in the way of you and your life? Is there a barrier? And if that's true, why is it there? Is it real? Is it something you've created? Is it part of a fear that you can just blow up by throwing some light on it? If it is real, then what are you going to do about it? You can knock it down. You can go over it. You can move around it. You could use it to catapult you to your next thing. What are you going to do? What is that barrier there for? Maybe that barrier holds a sign that says, hey, not this way. Go left, right? Go right. Turn around. You've missed your turn. It's just right back over there. Recalibrate. That's okay. These are parts of the signs and the messages that we get each and every day. What are these barriers in your life, and how are they there to support you? How are they there to hold you up, make you stronger? Right? Is it simply a weight that you're supposed to lift up and down a little bit because you're getting ready for the next go? That's okay. Open yourself up. Or is it smoke and mirrors? Is this barrier not actually real? But it may be real for you. That's okay, but let's take a look at it. Christine, National Barrier Awareness Day.
On a
That is my
thirsty
hot.
Thursday.
That's right. So drink some water too. That's my hot minute.
right. Well, on the heels of that sits this idea that I love, love, love. And it's around sleuthing. Sleuthing. Just checking out, having a look. Why are people doing what they're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? Having this third party observer energy and focus about your day and how you're choosing to live your day. Is it something that you like? Is it something that you don't like? If it does fall in line, not ironically anymore, with what Deb suggested about barriers, Just noticing, can you step back in your life? For a day, give it a shot. How am I behaving? Or what am I saying? Or what, how do I feel about this person, that experience? Just notice what your reaction is. And notice what words are coming out of your mouth and what words are coming out of other people's mouth. It's a little bit like, you're 20 feet away, far up in the left side of whatever situation you're a part of, and you're just watching and you're studying. If you become your own study in this way, this idea of breaking down different aspects of your life that no longer serve you is all of a sudden it becomes tangible and you're able to do something with it. So my hot minute is observe your life, sleuth it out. Just don't engage with yourself in this way. Notice from the outside in the choices that you're making and how you're making them, and are they okay with you? Or you know what? Judgment free zone, right? I think I might want to change that judgment free zone. It's a really important part of this process. So give it a shot today, you guys, and let us know in the comment section how it went, because that's why we're here. It's my hot minute, Deb.
And that's another hot minute.